Welcome, everybody, back to 80s Pop Tops. My name is Shelby, and this week we are on to 1981. We will be counting down the top five for January of 1981. So welcome to the new year. This, in my opinion, was the beginning of what you would consider more of your 80s milieu songs. Everything was beginning. Reagan was in power. Dynasty began airing. Everything that you think of was beginning about now. You know, later in the year, MTV starts. So at this point, we can really say the transition was beginning. But you can't want to jump straight on head first. So we're going to dip our toes into the pool at the beginning of the year. So let's start with January. As I said, Reagan had just been inaugurated, and it was the beginning of Ronnie Reagan. And this was the number five song for the month of January 1981.
Myself to sleep, waking up lonely. I needed someone to hold me. Oh,
it's such a crazy hometown, it can drag you down till you run out of dreams. So you party all night to the music and lights, but you don't know what happiness means.
I was dancing in the dark with strangers, no love around me. When suddenly you found me, oh,
girl, you're every woman in the world to me. You're my fantasy, you're my reality. Girl, you're every woman in the world to me. You're everything I need, you're everything. Me. Oh, girl. Everything good, everything fine, that's what you are. So put your hand in mine, and together we'll climb as high as the highest star.
I'm living a lifetime in every minute that we're together, and I'm staying right here forever. Oh, oh, oh,
girl, you're every woman in the world to me. You're my fantasy, you're my reality. Girl, you're every woman in the world to me. You're everything I need. You're everything to me.
That was Air Supply, Every Woman in the World. This was your king of early 80s adult contemporary ballads. They produced multiple songs in this time period. There's this song, Every Woman in the World, or some of my friends when I was that age remember it, You're My Biology. Why? I don't know. It's just what we always thought of when we heard this song. You will hear them again later on this year. They also did a song that hit number one that we'll come across later. This one did not. This was at its peak of number five. This group is from Australia. Like I said, they're mainly adult contemporary ballads. I cannot remember any song they did that wasn't a ballad. I'm not saying it wasn't good, but they're very niche. This is your AC/DC of ballads. With that being said, let's move on to our number four song. This song was the beginning of the pop country crossover that would become big this year, which we will talk about a little bit later on this year. But let's get on to number four.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine. Puts a smile on my face every time. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Shadows wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. Cause I love.
That was I Love a Rainy Night by Eddie Rabbit. This was our number four song. This is going to peak at number one next month. So we'll be talking about this, but with some other context later on in our March show. Eddie Rabbit was an Irish American living in Brooklyn. Now, how does an Irish American in Brooklyn become a country singer? Well, good you should ask, because I was kind of shocked myself. He was a Boy Scout when he was a kid, and his scout leader was named Bill Texas Bob Randall. So if that doesn't explain you the road he was pointed down, you could see it coming. His first big break came in 1970 when he recorded, when Elvis Presley recorded a song he had written. So he had written a song that Elvis Presley had sang and gave him a kickstart to his career in the right direction. He later did a lot of country music songs, but then his big break in the pop charts came in 1974 with Rocky Mountain Music. So after that, he was kind of a star both a little bit, and then he, later on in 1980, which we had already discussed, he did have Driving My Life Away, which peaked at number five. So after this came this song, and this song, like I said, is going to be the biggest hit for him. He will end up having a duet that also kind of tops into the charts, but as I said, this was your pop country crossover. He was not a big single country star, but he kind of crossed over the both, and this is why in the early 80s, this was a big thing with your acts doing both, crossing over. Yeah, it was a thing. So I'm not a country music fan, but this country pop stuff from the early 80s, actually I did like, I guess it's just got played into my head and it just seeps in there. Well, with that being said, let's go on to our number 3 song for this month.
Oh!
That was number 3, Celebration by Kool and the Gang. This was their only number 1 hit. This month it is number 3, but it will peak at number 1 next month. This was not their only big song, but this was their only number 1 hit. They have 2 other big hits from the 70s, which I suggest if you haven't heard them, go take a listen. Jungle Boogie and Hollywood Swinging. Amazing songs. And if any of you ever played San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto, you know Hollywood Swinging, as it was one of those little stupid rhythm games you had to do. Anyway, like I said, this was off their album Ladies Night, so there was also that song that was on there, but it didn't do as well as this, Celebration. This is one of those songs I remember when I was in elementary school, so 1981, this would have put me at about first grade. A band came to our elementary school and played for all the kids. Now, it was a cover band. It wasn't Kool and the Gang. But I remember this song because I think it was the bass player's bass had like neon lights on it. So as you play it, you just this glowing light. It was bizarre. And it's just one of those memories that's always stuck in my head forever. I love this song because this band is a funk band for sure. Even though this song's not so much. It's more of just a pop party song. However, the band says it's more of a from a religious feeling. They had said it's the Bible describes life as a celebration, so that was their one of their main inspirations for the song when they put it out. But if you didn't know this song, it's just time to celebrate. Wow. With that being said, let's move on to our number 2 song for the month of January 1981. And you all may know this one. This is one that was number 1 at the end of last year, and let's take another quick listen to it.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away. Somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. Still special.
That was Just Like Starting Over by John Lennon. As I said, that was the number one song at December of 1980. And this month, it is number two. It's only slipped down a little bit. So as you can see, it was one of the big posthumous hit for John himself. Now, I said a lot about this before song the month before. But John Lennon, this was his attempt to come at a comeback, which probably would have worked. There's no way to tell, but there's also no way to tell if, unfortunately, his untimely death made this album a bigger hit than it was. I don't think so. I think it's a very good album. I love most of the songs. It has wonderful memories of that time. But it's not really an 80s type sound. It's more of like the end of the 70s. But it doesn't mean it's not good. It's just John Lennon, and wonderful songwriter. Good voice at times. And some of his lyrics are just beautiful, beautiful. Wow. Okay. Now, that would move us on to the number one song for January of 1980. And this is from an artist I had covered in my icons for the 1980. She had many number ones in that year, and then she's going to have two this year, or at least one this year and another big hit this year. So let's take a big listen to this wonderful song.
Thank you.
That was The Tide Is High by Blondie. This was our number one song for my birthday, 1981, January. This, as you could obviously tell by listening to the song, was reggae influenced. This was a cover of the Paragon song, The Tide Is High. Deborah, which is the lead singer, wanted to sound as original or as West Indian influenced as well. So they added a lot of the extra three extra percussionists and string and horns arrangements to make it sound like that and not so much of a pop rock band as more of like the reggae, you know, sound. This song would be get number one for a week. At first she wasn't excited about the song as much as some of her other ones. Not that she didn't like it. It was just, I guess she said she had gotten blasé by this point. They had so much success. One of the things that made her feel a little bit better about it, well, I wouldn't say better because it's not like I really like this place, but the University of Alabama and their football team, the Crimson Tide, at this point in time would play this song at every game. So, you know, it was sort of like a theme song. So she kind of liked that. It made her feel good that somebody else was getting some enjoyment out of this song. And she loved the feedback and it did a lot for her and it made her feel real well. As I said, there will be another Blondie song, I think, that comes out later this year. It will definitely be in the top five. Off the top of my head, I can't remember if it was a number one. I think it was, but we'll get to that when we get to it. So this was your top five for January of 1981. I hope you enjoy it. And as I said before, we're going to get into more of the sounds that most of you would associate with this. So we're getting there. It's less of a crossover 70s adult contemporary, but you know, as I've said many, many times before, this is your pop charts. When you get into this, it can be a little homogeneous, you know, a lot of adult contemporary, a lot of ballads, you know, it's whatever sold, whatever was played to death on the radio. And as I've said also before, the radio airplay was at this point still, you know, kind of manipulated by the record companies and the industries. They'd pay people to play what they wanted them to play and push things left or right. This got a little bit of a change when MTV came in because the sales started skewing it. So they eventually had to change whether they liked it or not. But as I covered in that issue, you can listen to that one. You can see what a big influence it had. But as of right now, we're slowly trading in. So I want to thank you all for joining me this week. And since this is going to be released on Easter, and to those people that do celebrate it, happy Easter. For those people that are not, have a great Sunday and have a great week until I can talk to you all again. And just keep enjoying that music and just keep having those nostalgic memories of the music you love. Thanks for joining me.